Thank you for holding. Is this Will?
Yes.
Hey, Will. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How about you?
So far so good. I'm getting the coffee going as we speak, so I'll be better here soon. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, she did good.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
So it's just basically a Google SEO service. Is that what I'm gathering?
Yeah, our company, we started out as an SEO company in 2004, so we've been in business for 20 yeah. years. We're a premier Google partner, so we focus on Google Places placements now. So those are the three guys that are listed next to the map there when you do the search.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's where we're talking about placing you. We had a listing that became available as a Google partner, and usually when that happens, they'll give a list of qualified candidates to my reps like Tara that you were speaking with here, and they just kind of go down that list until we find the one company to fill the spot. So once we fill it, we close it out. We can't work with any other competing companies in the area.
Okay.
All right. But she said that you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's List right now?
Yes.
Do you like that service?
I mean, I'm getting phone calls, so it's helping out for sure.
Okay. Well, that's a good sign. I mean, if you could do well with that, I know you'll do great with being on the first page, because they actually get their leads from being on the first page of Google, and they just resell them. So I know those leads will go to four or five of you, and they charge you even if you don't get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So if we list you independently, it'll kind of cut out the middleman in that situation and just let the customers call you live right off the first page while they're doing the search.
Yeah, that would be a plus. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, it should save you money and make you more at the same time. You know, you don't have those lead fees to pay for. But
that's the name of the game, my friend. Save money, make more money.
Right? Try to lower your overhead but still maximize your exposure.
Oh, no, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
100%. So, as far as cost, Tara is telling me that your company's pretty new. Like,
yeah.
So, okay, so your first year on your own? You just started last year?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so there's a new in business credit that I can apply, and you already have your own website I see here too, so since we won't have to build a site for you, that'll actually save you some money too. So normally the Platinum package, it's usually $499 month to month, that's with the website included and without the new in business credit. If I apply those two, I could reduce the rate down to just $299 on a month to month basis.
Okay.
Okay, and that'll cover you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So like epoxy flooring or residential flooring, that would just be two of them, right? We give you 15.
Okay.
Okay, if I could approve that pricing structure, is that something you could see a value in doing?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to create a Google business profile. If you already have one, we're not going to duplicate it, okay? But I just need to verify and submit updated information to Google. So...
Okay, yeah,
on the first
page. I don't have one, so.
Okay, no worries. We'll build it for you. We're also going to verify it. I'm going to send you a form right now called the Google Verification Form, and then they're also going to mail you a Google PIN in the mail. But we'll have you fill that out, and we'll get it completed here and then get you up and running. So on the first page, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yes, sir. This is my work phone.
Okay, I'm assuming Will is short for William, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your last name, Will?
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
And you're the sole owner?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you everything in writing so you have it documented because of the discounts I applied. What's your business email address?
Texas Epoxy Solution, just all one word, @outlook.com.
Website looks good, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a lot of work to do it.
Yeah, I was just looking it over right now. They did a good job. Did you do it yourself?
I worked with a team from another epoxy business to do it.
Okay. I like this, though. No, it looks good. You're in a great area for what you do. It's almost like the DFW.
Thank God.
Never slows down.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is I'm actually trying to grow into DFW as well. So try to get a crew down here and kind of one up there and, you know, do advertising in both areas. That's what I'm planning on doing. Maximize both markets for sure.
If we do Google Ads, I mean, so the local listings, they cover up to a 40-mile radius. But if you want to cover, and usually it's more like 35 if I'm being realistic with you, but it can't, you can show up to 40. If you want to show up further than that, we could do a Google Ads campaign. I don't know if that's something you want to do today or if you want to add in the future. But those ones.
I mean, it just sounds like a lot of extra money at this point.
Yeah.
And I mean,
more expensive.
Obviously, it is extra money. Yeah, 110%. I'd definitely be interested. It just, for now, I'll just stick with the basic SEO stuff, like we were discussing earlier, just so I can get phone calls, get more work, and then once I start getting a lot more overhead, I'll definitely move into doing that.
Fair enough. And it's easy to get you approved and get those up and running if we're already working with you and you're already Google verified.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension so that way you have it.
Okay.
And then I'll also send over a our email address for photos. If you want to send in any like logo or pictures you have for your Google business profile itself, please send those over.
Yeah.
And then we could use that to customize the campaign. All right. And then the street address for me to send your Google PIN verification letter? What is it?
3422 Stone Springs Drive.
All one word?
Yeah, Stone Springs Drive, correct.
Okay, got it. Oh, it's two separate words. Stone Springs Drive. I found it. 77494?
Correct.
Gotcha. You want me to hide the street address?
Yeah, please. It's my personal address.
No, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I know how it is.
Some weirdos showing up to my house.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm like, I'm super pro Second Amendment, too, so I'm not trying to get anybody shot.
Oh, exactly, yeah. And it'd be their last mistake, man.
Yeah. Don't show up to my house and my kids uninvited. That's a bad day.
Oh, 110%. Yeah, last mistake.
All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation listed?
Let's do 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay, Sunday's closed or by appointment only?
By appointment only.
Okay, that way they could still call you. That's why I threw that out there.
Yeah. I'm open to calls 24/7, but I figure that's just best to do 8 to 5.
Yeah, I like it when you leave it by appointment only because then they could just still call and then you could hash it out, schedule it, you know, throughout the week with them. All right, and then you could accept...
I had a call last night, so, I mean...
Oh, in the middle of the night? Was it too late? I guess that's okay. I guess the guys that are going to be able to pay you work too, you know.
Yeah,
so they probably talk it over with their other half and then call you in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You can accept cash, check, and card?
Yep, and I'm looking into doing financing. I'll have that figured out probably by the end of today.
Okay, financing options available upon request.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I got the business profile set up here. We want to schedule a client interview so that way we can customize the campaign properly. This is where they're going to interview you. So they'll go over, like, all the keywords we're going to have you listed for. They did a great job on your site, so we got a general idea on everything just by looking at the site. But we want to be very specific, and then we'll also go over the service area and then make sure we're customizing it properly. So that way every lead that comes in, they have to be in that area and typed in that service. Usually a client interview usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's your schedule look like today?
Completely open now.
Okay.
I had to push the job out because it was raining really bad. So.
Yeah, the weather's been crazy all of a sudden. It feels like it took forever for winter to get started, but now it's coming in heavy. I hope it's not like last year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for real. I mean, I had a whole job for today, and I mean, I don't know where you guys are located, but, I mean, in Katy, Texas, mm-hmm. weather's unpredictable, man. It says it's going to rain, and then it drizzles, and then it doesn't rain for the rest of the day. So I was kind of hoping on that, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's been kind of bipolar. We're actually stationed in Orange County in Southern California.
Oh, okay.
They cool. call it the Orange Curtain.
I used to live out there. Or just
oh, yeah?
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to live in Ontario and in Santa Clarita.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a Huntington Beach native myself. I was actually born in Orange County, and then I grew up in Huntington Beach. I don't know if you've been to Huntington Beach lately, but...
Yeah. Oh, not lately. It's been like 5 years, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, even 5 years ago, I mean, it's very... We're very red over there. We're very pro-Trump. We're looking forward to November.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, all of me and my buddies are praying, man. Hopefully they don't steal another election from us, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, a lot of my buddies actually moved out to Texas. I considered it myself a couple of years back when the pandemic first started, but a lot of them move out there because you get a lot of crazy people out here in California. You know, if you've been out here.
Oh, I know, yeah. I know, dude. It's crazy everywhere. Especially living in Ontario, man. I didn't know where I was moving to, and I ended up moving there, and there was, like, prostitutes, homeless people. Needles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally outside my apartment door.
Yeah, you know? It's bad. Like, they got to clean it up. That's why we got to get Newsom out of here. We got to get Biden out of here. Once we get rid of those guys, because it wasn't like that before. They were regulating that stuff, you know? Nowadays, they don't even arrest them. You see the cops just drive by them. I'm like, what are you doing, man? I'm pretty sick.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, they act like they
don't. Shame on you if you defend yourself, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or be a good citizen. Shame on you, you know?
I have to jump through so many loops with the sheriffs just to get my guns out here because it's just like...
I heard.
Yeah,
about
it's
that
bad.
Over there.
But they just had the gun show this weekend. It was pretty cool out in Costa Mesa at the fairgrounds.
Cool.
Yeah, so every year I have to go there, though, and I have to renew. It's pretty crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah, they got my fingerprints, everything. It's nuts.
They know everything about you, man.
Yeah. I'm like, Jesus. Basically, you could have it for recreational use.
You gotta get yourself out to Texas. Man.
I know. Like, one of my buddies is out there, too. I forget what area he just moved to. He's always posting it on social media. Oh, it's called Bulverde.
Yeah.
I think that's the name of it. Bulverde.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, he lives out there, and they're always, like, hunting, and you see deer, like, every day. I'm like, man, that looks fun.
I just shot two deer this past weekend,
actually,
up in North Texas.
Yeah, you can't do that out here, you know.
I know, unfortunately.
Yeah, they have you in handcuffs.
Oh, I know. But, yeah, I mean, if you do consider, I'll give you my best recommendation since I grew up here. DFW is where to go, man. Dallas, Fort Worth.
That is
the best spot. It's moving.
I've been doing this for 10 years. The first client I ever signed up is a roofing contractor in DFW. I've been working with him for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I always deal with the DFW, actually. Like, most of the stuff that's in the state of Texas. So I'm real familiar with Texas, actually, even though I'm out here.
Yeah.
My job just requires me, so I'm just dealing with guys from Texas all day long, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, man, DFW is, like, booming. Everyone I know is moving there.
Yeah, it's a great place for business, especially, like, Fort Worth. They've been building for years, like, nonstop, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, 100%, man. Business is going insane out there, you know. And the thing is, a lot of people that move there have money. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and they have money to spend. And so that's why business is always thriving up there. And
like, if I moved to Texas, it would be amazing. Like, they were considering us doing mobile for a while, and I begged them. I was like, let me do mobile. Let me work from home. You know, I was like, if you do it, I'm moving because the taxes are so crazy. I pulled 150 last year, but after taxes and everything, it was more like 90. It's crazy.
Oh, no, it's ridiculous, man. I mean,
yeah,
same thing as an LLC,
though.
I mean, especially you got kids, it's harder, especially out in California, man.
Yeah, it's super tough. And then, like, the stuff they're teaching in school and everything, too, out here, it's just, it's, like, so anti-American. It's crazy.
Oh, dude, it's horrible.
They changed the Pledge of Allegiance. They got them not saying One Nation Under God in the schools anymore. Yeah, it's wild, man. It's crazy.
Dude, that makes me want to bang my head through a wall.
Yeah, I'm like, my grandpa would roll over in his grave. My grandfather chauffeured Eisenhower. So he was in the Secret Service. Yeah, so it's like, I grew up with him, and he was super Bible crazy. So I know nowadays he would go nuts. He was, like, super pro-Trump before he passed away, too. It was, like, the last thing he was talking about was Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway.
Gosh.
I got your business profile set up. Yeah, I scheduled your client interview. I had a spot open here between 1 and 2, so it's, like, 2 hours away.
Yeah.
That work for you?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. All right, and I sent you a calendar invitation there, and then I just got to secure your first month, and then we'll be good to go for that. Actually, I'm going to send you your verification form right now. I want to show you what this looks like.
Okay. Interview going to be through the phone?
Yeah, it's just over the phone. They're going to ask you basic information. I already have a lot of it, but they just kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure nothing was missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want my social security, my bank information. Yep.
You know what's crazy? They have that Google Guarantee program they just rolled out last year, and they actually do ask you for your social for that one.
You're
pretty
kidding.
Crazy. Yeah. They do a really in-depth background check.
Yeah. Yeah, I guarantee you, I can find one of my homies who's really good at a computer, and I guarantee you they can hack it and get a data leak from it.
110%. That's horrible. No.
Yeah, I guarantee you.
I try not to think about that. That'd be a bad day. But I think it's definitely possible. There's guys out there that could do it. Yeah. I've been down to the Google headquarters, and I'm like, you guys aren't actually as smart as they, you know. It's right next to us here in Orange County now. They have the Google Building 1. Yeah, so it's at Irvine Site. I get free pass. I go in there. They'll do a laundry. They'll feed us for free. They got like a big old, it's basically like a buffet every day. Yeah, it's pretty cool. But the people there, you get a lot of like liberal people. And,
yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of crazy.
It sounds more like lounge instead of actual work. And
yeah, I mean, at the Google headquarters, they don't do the work that we do. They have us do all like the client facing, and we deal with the real headaches. And over there, they're more like product development and stuff, and they own YouTube.
Yeah.
So they're just like, they're focused on what's the next thing. They rolled out YouTube TV and all this stuff, but I've even gone down there and gave them a bunch of lip. Like, I'm like, how do you censor certain stuff? And then you got these like homos. I know it's off topic, but they got these homos on the YouTube where my kids are trying to watch TV. You know, and I'm like, you don't regulate and censor that, but you're going to censor somebody speaking their mind about freedom of speech. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I know, it's ridiculous, man. I mean, all they want to do at this point, I mean, they're not going to change your opinion. They're not going to change my opinion, but the opinions they are going to change is our kids.
Yeah, I don't like that, though. That's more important to me.
That's who they're targeting, man.
I know, it's horrible. That's how you commute or convert them to communism, you know? Is they're just slowly.
No, I mean, look at the college system, man. I don't know if you've been to college like within the past few years, but I have.
Yeah.
Bro.
It's bad.
It's bad.
I know, it's bad. Hey, even when I see my boys, I'm like, dude, you guys got to put those tablets down. Like, you got to get outside. Like, this is not what life is about.
Yeah.
They're just like zombies in the screen, and it's just the sensory stuff that they're putting on. It's like bright colors and flashing and big trucks and like, you know, it's just stuff they can't look away from, so they just get sucked into it. And they throw a fit when I take it away, so now I'm like fighting with them about it, you know? But it's crazy.
I watched this study actually done with kids and phones and stuff like that, for example, and they were saying that the parents who took all that stuff away from them noticed, yes, there was a bad behavior afterwards.
Yeah. But over time.
For a short period of time, and then they actually bettered out, and they have better temperament, attention span increase.
I did that with my youngest, because my youngest son, they thought at 18 months that he was autistic. They thought he was autistic.
Yes.
And it's because all he did was watch Coco Melon and stuff when his mom was watching him. And so I just took it all away. And then it took him like a month, and we took him to a speech therapist, and they got him tested for it, and they were like, this kid's fine. It was just like a month of no screen time during the day, like zero. So he had to actually like talk to his mom and focus on playing with his actual toys instead of like just watching a show. And he learned how to function
and
communicate.
That's like the
most
developmental point in your life.
Yeah. I'm just like socialize him, take him to the park, let him talk to other kids and stuff, like get him used to actually human interaction, because otherwise they'll have our kids like vegetables, man, just slave to the screen.
Oh, I know.
It's crazy.
Well, hopefully, man, you end up getting out of California and
Hey,
Oklahoma's good too. I like Oklahoma as well.
Honestly, just doing the same thing. If they ever let me move, like work remote, I'm out of here. That's like plus 50K. Just from the taxes.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Like, I'm just instant. And then the cost of living, like, I would literally sell. I just bought a house 5 years ago. I would literally sell or try to sell and get out of here. If they let me do that.
I'll tell you this much. Since I am an epoxy guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever thought about it or done it, but doing like flake of garage floors or doing some sort of epoxy to your home does raise your resale value significantly. So that's why a lot of people actually do it. Yeah,
they look beautiful. I feel like a lot of the guys in my neighborhood have that already. I feel like a lot of them. I don't, but a lot of them have it already.
I mean, to put in perspective, say you're selling your house, or you're about to, and you get a flake garage, right? You get that done. You say you spend $2,000 to do it. You spend $2,000, you get it done, it looks clean, and you put your house on the market, and your value goes up by $8,000 just from that, or $10,000. So that's money back in your pocket. But on top of that, you know, if I'm a home, or if I'm looking to go buy a home, and I'm looking and I see, oh, this guy has a garage done. I've never seen epoxy before. I don't even know what it is, but he has a cool looking garage. You know, that's more of a reason for someone to actually purchase your home.
That's my safe space.
Where
I go hide.
But your market time listing is, I mean, statistically lower on the market. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, there's
that's
a lot
crazy.
Of places.
I didn't think about that. It does look nice. Yeah. I kind of turned my garage into a man cave. That's where I'm like, okay, if I need a break, Or like I'll watch the football games last night. I watched the football games in the garage.
Yeah, man. I mean, a lot of people do that stuff. And
you find
another guy who's like, who's in that kind of stuff, hanging out in a garage or making a man cave. You got the perfect client for a home buyer. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a fridge in there and everything. That was like my dream scenario. I was like, okay, 3-car garage, I want this, I'm gonna turn it into this, I'll put a treadmill in there.
Hell yeah.
Fridge in there, yeah. So I'm like, I can kinda go in there, just get away. I need a break sometimes because the kids are just like, that's the real world.
Fired.
Yeah, do you have any or no?
Man.
Is it just you?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Think twice about it. It's a lot of work. It's worth it, though. I know when I'm old and gray, it'll be cool. But right now, it's like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, these guys are running.
I know. I've seen her brother, my girlfriend's brother, has 4 kids now.
Whew.
And they're all under 5.
Oh, man, yeah. See, I got a 5-year-old and almost 3. Yeah. My youngest will be 3 here in April. Yeah, but it's just...
And I guarantee you, it's already a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it sucks because my oldest just started school, so he sees other kids with stuff, and he's like, I want this, and I want that. And I'm just like, oh, man, you know. And then they get influenced by the stuff going on outside. And then he's talking back, you know, and I'm like, he's getting his first real whooping.
Honestly, I mean, honestly, at this point, it makes more sense nowadays to homeschool your kids, you know?
Yeah, my wife would go nuts. It's already bad enough. She's just grateful the oldest started school because she doesn't have both of them anymore.
Yeah,
so
I hear you.
Yeah, it's tough. And then I get home and cleaning and stuff. That's a whole nother job. She's it's rough on her. But I'm like, it'll pass. It'll pass.
Hey, man. I mean, in my opinion, it's just patience, time, and prayer, man. That's what works.
Yeah, I talked to her about that a lot. I'm like, just wait until you're like 55, 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming over for Christmas with some grandbabies, and you don't have these yeah, you'll be happy you did it, you know. You don't want to be old and then lonely on Christmas.
I mean, I told my girlfriend, because she hates going to her parents because they always, like, it's, like, annoying for her because she wants to spend time with her parents, but they're too busy with the grandkids when the whole family's over every Sunday. And I was driving back with her, and I told her, like, look, you're pissed off now, but, you know, 5 years from now, when this is no longer a thing anymore, where the family's coming over, you're going to miss it. So there's never a better time than now.
Yep.
Just take advantage of the time you have with everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah. I talked to my lady about that a lot. Because my mom passed away when I was young. When I was like 16 years old. It's been half my life now. Yeah, I'm 32 now.
Yeah.
And, and it's like, I tell my wife all the time, though, like from 16, I was working with my dad and his tree company. Until I finished school, and then I went off after I finished school, interned here, been working here basically ever since then. But I told her there was a long period, like, before I met you, because I've only known my wife for 7 years. I was like, there's a good period there before I met you, and between there, where I was just going to work, going to the gym, going home, going to work, going to the gym, going home. So I missed not having family. Like, I wasn't seeing mom, I wasn't seeing dad, there was no Christmas. So I started thinking, okay, I'm an adult now I gotta be the parent instead of, you know, if I want to have those things again. So I was telling her, I'm like, those days weren't cool though. Like, guys think about it all the time. I did travel a lot, don't get me wrong. I went to Europe and saw some cool stuff. I definitely recommend people do travel and get out, but it wasn't right, you know? What's right is your family.
No, I hear you.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, since you're the man of the family, you know, just do what you got to do and lead them. Lead them the right way. That's all I can.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I wouldn't have it any other way anyway. I don't like people telling me what to do.
I hear you.
I like my freedom.
Especially a politician.
Yeah. She's like, isn't that scary, though? I'm like, not really. I'm like 220. Most people don't mess with me. I got guns and stuff, so I wasn't really scared living alone. It was just lonely, you know?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man, if you can out bench press anybody, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, I never stopped lifting. I grew up playing football and stuff, so I always exercise. Yeah. That's a staple.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of nervous because I'm 32, and I'm about to do my first marathon ever. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday on the 4th. So I was up to, like, 245, and then I started running in August. And then I've been running, like, just doing, like, a training plan for it, you know. Like, yesterday I did a half marathon, and then next weekend I'll do a 10-mile run, and then I basically, like, rest, and then I have to do the full 26.2, but it's at Huntington Beach where I grew up, and they did it every year. And I was like, I was thinking to myself in August, I was like, I don't know how many more years I'm going to be able to do that. If running a marathon's on my bucket list, I got to do it now, you know? So I just started training for it. Yeah, but I leaned out a lot. I got a lot thinner. Yeah, but it's good.
Well, screw you, man. Now I want to do a marathon.
Honestly, it's really good for your mental strength. I've gotten a lot better mentally and able to deal with a lot more stress, and things that used to stress me out before don't really stress me out as much, because it's like, if you can you'll get through it, it'll pass. You know, my mindset's just changed naturally when you go through that progression. So it's pretty cool. Hoping to maybe do an Ironman and then be done by the time I'm 35. I'll just go back to watching football and drinking beer.
Yeah, 35 is when you go fat and happy, man.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm already married. I already got the kids. They'll be in school. I'll go watch them do it now, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. I'm talking your ear off. I got the business profile set up. They're asking me, what's going on? Are you going to send the notes for this client interview here in 2 hours? let me go ahead and secure the first month's payment.
Oh, I was asking too many questions.
Nah. I'm like,
I was asking way too many questions.
I'll tell them, like, you'll see when you get them. No, but in terms of securing your first month's payment, how did you want to take care of that, Will?
I'll do it by card.
All right, now let me ask you. Is this a business account or a personal account?
This one will be on personal. I'm actually waiting for my business card to come back to me.
No worries. That's why I asked, because I'm going to send over the invoice.
I had an issue with
this. So you could write it off. Yeah. So I'll send over the invoice to your email.
Yeah, because my sister is actually a tax consultant, so she does taxes. So she knows.
Yeah, but getting that business account makes her life easier, you know? Like, any business that just goes to her and they could get, like, a printout from the bank, and then they just, you know, slap that on her desk and she'll take care of it.
I mean, there's too many thousands of dollars for startup fees. That's all going to be written off and discounted or credited by my tax.
That's the perks. And you already have the LLC, so that's the benefit, you know? You should be putting everything on that, even if it's just like gas, like all your gas, everything, you know? Any vehicle repair, anything like that, just write off as much as you can, you know? Put it on the business account.
Everything, dude.
Yeah.
Everything. Food, just say it's for business, everything, man.
Yeah. You just started last year. But some people don't understand how that works. Like, I've met guys that have an LLC, and they're like, what's the difference? And I'm like, you have an LLC, and you don't know the benefits of having an LLC? I'm like, they tax you after you've spent your money instead of before when you first get it.
Yeah.
You know, you can put all that stuff as a business expense, and then they take what's left over after all of your expenses, and then they tax that, you know? And in Texas, it's like, you know, marginal. I mean, you basically...
Yeah.
You're basically free with it if you do it the right way.
you're
almost tax-free.
Your guys with cash, man. Cash is
yeah,
that, you pay your dudes with cash.
Yeah, man. Because all they're going to do is send it
small
to Ukraine.
Now. Yeah.
or bomb a bunch
of pointless war.
Middle Eastern guys in Gaza. You know, one or the other.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
you just pay your employees by cash, and, you know, and once you get big enough, then I'll have to W-2 them or 1099 them, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then
1099.
Go from there, but.
Yeah. I mean, you could W-2 them, too. That helps you, too. Either way. I mean, 1099s is good if it's
I like commission,
guys
though.
Might fire quick. Yeah.
I like commission, though, because I want to pay my guys good instead of hourly, and you're not guaranteed a job every day. So,
yeah.
You know, if you do a big job, it's like $10,000, and you have enough money to pay them. You know, you can pay
$10,000. Well, when you have the hourly and you have the W-2, then you got, like, insurance and stuff that you got to provide for them, and it can get a little sticky with that, so it's almost better.
Oh, no.
Yeah, $10.99.
Oh, no, easily.
Yeah.
For sure.
Less headache. All right, so sorry. For this card, it's under your name. I get so wrapped up with you. Card's under your name. I'm gonna send the invoice over to your email, so that way you can still write it off, though.
Yeah.
And if you ever want to swap your card, you can either call me directly, or you could do it through your app. You're gonna have an app you could download to your phone where you could oversee everything, monitor all your leads. There's a section in the billing you could change it there. You could also request reviews from that app too. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
Is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN from? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready for you.
Oh, for the card?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
Oh, okay. All right, 6011.
Okay. 6011.
0087.
0087.
9448.
9448.
0159.
0159. Okay, hold on. The Discover, yes?
Yes.
All right. And my system was flagging it when it was under MasterCard. Okay, and then the expiration date, month, and year?
10/28.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
180.
180. Okay. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing right now as part of a service agreement. So even though it's month to month, I just want to make sure you have it all documented because of the discounts I applied.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
So we have a written exchange of everything.
I'm definitely going to have everything in writing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got you. I'm sending it to you now. Assign package. All right, let me just adjust your billing. So new in business credit, and then you're going to waive the fees on the site. And you own the domain and everything for your site, right? You don't got to worry about that going anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I got all of it, so.
Good.
Good.
They did a good job on that site, man. It's really nice. I scrolled all the way through it. I've looked at every page. Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, they did.
I looked at competitors, man, and or the other competition, man. They looked like they did on Windows 8 or something like that.
Yeah, sometimes people, they try to go cheap, and I'm like, hey, you get what you pay for, you know? At the end of the day, it's not even just about throwing money at it. It's like you got to kind of be willing to sit down with them and get in there and make sure, you know, it looks how you want it to look, too. You know, you got to communicate. You can't just throw money at somebody and say, hey, build me a site, and then expect it to look how you want it to look, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they did get on the
page. Don't get me wrong. I spent a lot of money working on that, but honestly, yeah. At the end of the day... Yeah. I mean, as any customer, presentation's everything. The first impression's everything.
Yeah, I try to tell people, I'm like, having yourself up there will get the calls, right? Because they're just looking up flooring already. You're catching them at the moment that they're looking it up. But if they can open up your site, yeah. And then you have other selling factors. Like, you were talking to me about garage flooring, and I was looking at it on your
yeah.
site. You know what I mean? And so
yeah.
like that,
yeah.
that's a really interactive thing where it's like, okay. Yeah, I would want my garage floor to look like that. And so
yeah.
it's a good
thing. I mean, there's a lot of different options you can go with, man. You can go polish, metallic with that all those colors and crap on your floor. And,
I know you're going to do well because you're selling me on it, you know?
Hey, man, the only reason why I'm selling you is because it's actually helping you out more than it's helping me out. So
yeah. No, I think that'd be good. I got to get them to agree to let me work remote so I can just get out of here, and then I'll do that. I wouldn't do it for keep.
You got to coerce your boss.
Yeah. I know. I almost had them doing it, too, because my youngest was born during the pandemic. So I was like, oh, instead of having to pay me for leave, because they still got to pay me throughout the time that I left or took off for my son. It's like one cool thing that they have in California is that Family Leave Act. So you can like, if you have a newborn, you could take a couple months off and they still got to pay you. But I was like, just let me take my laptop and stuff home. And then, you know, I'll just, or let me take my workstation home with me and I'll just work from home and we'll leave it like that. And they were like, no, I need you to come in and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whatever.
No,
all right. Yeah.
Corporate
like, everybody
America,
else is doing it. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, everybody else is doing it. I was like, I have a whole garage downstairs. I could just go down there, work, you know, but they didn't want me to do it.
I mean,
so.
What's going to be any different, you know what I mean? Working from the office to probably working at home, you know?
Yeah, but they do have me, like, you know, I oversee a few of our reps in here, like Tara that you were talking to, for example. There's like 25 of them, so I got to, like, get them clocked in, and you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes
make
sense.
Sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because some of them get paid hourly and additional incentives. I'm on a contract,
right,
but
right.
those guys, they're like, okay, you got to kind of like make sure they're not wasting their time and whatnot, you know. So.
Yeah, I mean, why spend money on something that's not making money?
Yeah, so sometimes I'm babysitting here and then I'm babysitting at home.
It's a pretty consistent trend for you, man.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm a straight shooter. Yeah. I'll just tell them straight out, like, hey, quit BS.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's how you doing, man.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, nobody likes that anymore.
Yeah, they know I mean well, though, for the most part. Like, I'm the kind of guy, I'll be an a-hole to you, but, you know, I'll make sure on the holidays you guys are good, you know.
Yeah.
I'll
exactly.
hit them where
you got to be hard, but you got to be hard and, what's the word for it, understanding, I guess.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to BS them, but I'm also, like, I'll make sure your family's good, you know. So I'm not the one to go getting plastered with you guys. I got better things to do, but
you know, right.
If you really need it, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I have your profile set up. You should be getting some text messages here.
Yeah, I got a few.
Okay. So one's an outline of the agreement. You got to sign off on that before the client interview, and that's coming up here in about an hour and a half. It'll start with your name. So it'll say, like, William, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. It'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
So they have required documents. Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's for your Google verification. So that one's separate.
Okay.
If you take, like, 2 to 3 days to fill that one out, it's fine. You know, that's where they're going to ask you to send
I should get it done soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have the day off, I mean, you could really knock it all out.
Yeah, I'm going to get it all taken care of.
Okay.
I mean,
and then once you're verified, you're verified forever. Like, even if you leave doing the first page later, you still have all your Google reviews. It'll tell them you're Google verified, that we verified all that those documents. So that just makes it even easier for them to hire you, you know?
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, all those credibility factors, get those knocked out. Mm-hmm. And then I know we talked a little bit about Google Ads, but there's also Google Guarantee that we could do too. You're actually in an industry that has Google Guarantee as well. So if that's something you want to do later on, it's guaranteed leads. It's kind of like what you're doing with HomeAdvisor, except for we hand the customer to you live with them on the line. And then you don't get charged a lead fee unless you agree to go out and meet with them. So you have to actually set an appointment.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's something we can
advance.
Yeah,
they
will ask you for the social and stuff that I was telling you about. So definitely, you know, I think that might be better than even doing Google Ads in like the other service areas that you're trying to target. But, you know, obviously cost per lead. So anyway, I just throw that out there. If you need it or if you have questions about it, you could always inquire about it through your tracking system or you could call me directly.
All right, yeah, it sounds good, man. I guess I'll have to create another fake alias, different social security number, so we don't have my real one.
Don't let them get it. Yeah. For the most part, they're good people. I give them crap because of their beliefs, but, you know, they kind of flipped it on me one time. They were like, but you believe in Jesus Christ, you know? And I was like, what does that mean, you know? And I'm like,
Is that a threat?
Yeah, it was actually funny because I got him really good in front of everybody. One of the executives here, he was like, you never seen him, and how do you know he's there? And I was like, you know, I never seen your brain. I was like, how do I know it's there? There, everybody just started cracking up. I'm like, sometimes you got to have faith, man. You got to.
That's too good.
I never seen it. I never seen his brain, but I believe it's there, you know? So it was funny.
That's too funny, dude.
They all know me for that one. They're like, yeah, don't question him. He'll get you.
Right. Oh, yeah, he'll straight shoot you, man.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with him.
Yeah, but wittiness, that's how I live. All right, so I got your account all set. I'm just notating for this client interview. I'll be done with these notes here in about 5 to 10, and then they're going to circle back with you at 1. Just so you know, so this payment that I got you on, it says in your service agreement, like, you're getting charged today, the 22nd at $299, but then when the term's completed, it's going to renew at that rate on the 22nd day. So you'll actually keep that deal as long as you're with us. So, yeah, just like the guys over at New View Roofing, they signed up, I got them a deal, and they've been with me for 10 years, and they got the same deal. So even though the inflation and all that stuff's happening, it's not changing as far as the pricing structure and your service agreement. So you're locked in. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business. All that we ask is if you're going to cancel, let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Try to be responsive
to
customers.
Have you done any work
with
epoxy guys? Yeah.
With epoxy guys?
Yeah, or flooring.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah, the reason we're calling you is because we had a listing become available in the service area. So we that means we were working with somebody there before. Yeah.
Okay. Might be a shot in the dark, but have you heard any good responses from them about using the service? Or I'm just curious.
Yeah, that's why I was telling you. I'm like, you're in an area where it's like nonstop for business. Like, it doesn't really slow down.
Yeah.
The only reason we even have the listing available is because this guy relocated to a different area. So it's not, he's not within the 40 mile radius. It says 40 to 50, but he's not within the same radius anymore. So he's still Google verified. He's still trying to get Google AdWords or Google Places placement for the new area that he moved into. But because he doesn't want to do Google, ads, pay per click or anything like that. So, I mean, he's still doing it though. You know, we're just waiting for a spot to open up in his area. It's just, he relocated out of the area. That's the only reason why it's open now. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now.
Cool.
Yeah. You're in a great area. Like I was telling you earlier, I'm like, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, yeah, you're going to do just fine. And I could just tell by talking to you too. Like, you're going to do fine. You already sold me. You sold me on getting you some garage flooring. So I'm sure you'll do great.
Like I said, it's gonna benefit you more than it's gonna benefit me in the long run. So
yeah, no, 100%, 100%. I agree. I'm probably not gonna do it until I sell it, because I'm not gonna lie. There's a part of my garage that's got like carpet to it. It's a 3-car garage, so like one of it's like one part of it's like a living room, the other part's like concrete and a gym, and then I got a fridge in there.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a little secret. If you do use epoxy in the future, since you got carpet and flooring already in there, my best advice, if you want to save money, is get rid of it yourself.
It would be pretty easy to rip up, because there's concrete under there, and then like the gym portion of it has like some padding, and the carpet's already getting destroyed. I've been thinking about getting rid of it just because of my boys are tearing it up, dropping candy on it and spilling on it and stuff.
But the thing is, like, a lot of the carpets use glue on the floor.
You get
the glue off.
And they have that wood base.
And you'll save yourself a lot of money, because people will charge like $1.50 plus per square foot just for removing existing coatings.
Oh, yeah. I'm no stranger to labor, you know. Like I said, I'll get it done. Yeah, I grew up doing tree services and stuff. My dad used to have a tree and clean it up. So I have no problem with that.
If it was a client, I wouldn't tell them that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's extra money, man. Yeah.
If you got a 2-car garage or 3-car garage, that's an extra grand in my pocket. You know what I mean? Business-wise. Mm-hmm. So, my advice to you is just definitely get rid of that yourself before you do an epoxy flooring or anything like that.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't know. I got to talk to my wife about it, too, but it's definitely one of those things where it looks really good, but I wouldn't want to do it, and then, I guess the benefit, too, it would be to do it and then move, but... I just wouldn't want to. I want
to
have somebody. I feel like I would do it for me to enjoy. I don't think I would do it and then move out. You know what I mean? I think I would just wait and then do it on the. Yeah, do it on the new place. Like if I move out to Katy, now I got a guy out there. I could call you up and just say, "Hey, you got some work for you."
You got a guy in Texas to do, man. I'll go anywhere for the job.
Yeah. I'm just
Katy right now.
The property I have. What makes me sick is that. It's almost $1 million, and it's like, I know if I moved to Texas, I would be living like a king, you know, with what it costs and just what I pay. Like, I see so much stuff all the time. I've hopped on Zillow and just looked at houses out there at, like, the same price range, and, like, they don't have a neighbor within, like, 200 yards of them, you know? Just got land.
Yeah,
I'm like, I need that.
Just stay out of Austin, man. Austin's like California.
Yeah, I've been seeing that a lot. You know, there's a guy that I talked to. He's been helping with the marathon training plan, and he's out there.
Yeah.
He's in Austin, and it looks very much like California. I check in with him twice a week. Yeah, his name's Matt Choi. He's like a half white, half Asian guy. Real popular. Out there, but I've been doing the training program with him for the marathon. Yeah, it looks crazy because they're like running through the city, you know. And sometimes I like chime in just to check in, and I'll see them, and it looks like it's under a lot of construction though too, almost like the DFW area. You see a lot of construction out there.
Yeah.
So, but I've heard things like that. My buddy Dan, who's over in Belverde though, that looks kind of nice, like where he moved, because he was working here too. He was a work friend of mine. I started working with him back when I first started here.
Yeah,
and he moved out there. I'm not sure what he's doing now. He just had a baby girl and stuff, but the house is nice. And I guess his lady's family's originally from there. So
yeah.
They moved out there, and it's beautiful. They got a couple acres, and like I said, they got deer in the backyard all the time. I'm just like, man, it looks
hell
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the best area in my opinion.
I'm just tired of concrete everywhere. You know, like I haven't seen a dirt road or some open trees in an open field in a while. Like I hop on a freeway, go back to the city and the suburbs. It's crazy.
Yeah. The best place if you want to get land, in my opinion, in the South, or at least in Texas, is East Texas. Dude, it is beautiful. It's like, I don't know if you ever been to the Northeast during the summer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you ever been to the Northeast, or at least in the North during the summer. You know how it's like very colorful and everything with all the vegetation? It's like that.
Like, what do you mean, like, Texas? Like, oh man.
When it's green, it's green. Like green. I'm telling you. And you got tall trees, and you got land, and land's cheaper out there.
You know what looks nice from a maps perspective, but it kind of looks like city, but just geographically looks kind of nice, is like Abilene area. I don't know if it is, but it just...
No? It's dry, man.
Okay.
Once you go west of Fort Worth,
I see what you, you're saying here. Yeah it looks like
start,
it's in the area where it's like desert. Yeah that's all west.
Yeah.
It's like desert and then right before. But I was thinking maybe you get a little of both there. Yeah, but no. You probably want to be in the green. What about Waco or Tyler?
Waco's really dry. Tyler is East Texas. Tyler is a little ghetto in a sense.
I'll pass.
But...
Yeah.
I mean,
I live in the bougie part of Orange County. I'm like real close to the beach. I'm not like I don't even like going into Santa Ana area and stuff. It's just like
I hear you. I mean, so I went to college at Stephen F. Austin. That's in Nacogdoches, and that's middle of East Texas, kind of outside of an hour outside of Louisiana. And dude, it's beautiful out there.
Oh yeah,
there ain't a place like it.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of green. What is it called?
Just Google search pictures of East Texas. I guarantee you, you'll see what I'm talking about. All the greenery and stuff.
Oh yeah, I see the lakes out there. Man, I'd never come home.
Yeah. And there's you can hunt, man. That's the best part.
I have a buddy who moved out to Colorado too, and he's been out there like just living off the land. He's got three daughters, him and his wife, and it's like every day he's bringing home something. He shot a couple, I think it was a buck, and then he said it was real gamey tasting though, it wasn't good. But then he was also like just last night, I remember he was showing pictures of bluegill, so I went and caught some bluegill out there. And I'm like, what the heck? But they've been living off the land. He's been feeding his family, living off the land. I'm like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, what's cool is that you can get your whole property written off if you get cattle. So if you get over, like, 20 head of cattle, you can get your whole property written off on taxes. Yeah. Something like that. But you got to get it registered with the state, but, I mean...
Basically call it a farm, you know? Yeah. You got livestock.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
Yeah. Livestock does help a lot. Especially like if you have a lot of land or whatever, or you can sell them, dude. You can make money on the side doing livestock, which is what a lot of people end up doing out there.
That's pretty cool. That's the kind of life I want for my boys, man. Get them off the tablet, get them in the barn.
Get them working. Get them working at a young age.
I worry about that all the time. Me and their mom are always arguing all the time. I'm more of like smack them when they're little. You know, I don't care. Like, that's how I grew up. You know, my dad used to thump me upside the head. I got a lot of whoopings and stuff, but it straightened me out. I think I stopped doing a lot of stuff just out of fear of him, you know. But she's kind of like, they're just babies, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'm just like, oh, God. You know. These kids
like, you know why this is a thing? Because it's worked for the past 2,000 years.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you think's going to happen? They go to school, and then somebody starts picking on them, you know. Like, just toughen them up, let them, and then have them be smart. You know, it's better to learn it at home than to have somebody else putting their hands on them. Then I got to go down there, and it's really going to get messy. You know?
Yeah,
it's true that, man. Yeah. And I'm over here on Zillow house shopping. I'm seeing big old houses.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah, they're all
get over yourself a barn dominium, man.
There's a lot, looks like a lot of good places, like Longview, Marshall. I kind of like it, like, even east of Dallas. Fucking, I feel like Dallas is nice, but it's just, it looks so, like, just from a geographic perspective, it looks so suburban.
Yeah, North Dallas,
Greenville?
North Country.
Greenville nice?
Greenville's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much there, but Greenville's nice. I've been there.
Yeah, I like that. Good to have
And you're only, like, an hour from outside of Dallas for 45 minutes. So,
yeah, that's what it looks like. Oh, it's that long of a drive, though, huh? It looks real close.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 30 minutes to 45 minutes outside of Dallas.
You think Allen, Frisco, and McKinney is a good area? Like, up there?
Frisco's really good. Allen's really good. Prosper is booming like crazy. I wouldn't recommend living there because it's too crowded.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm trying to...
That's a suburban rush right there.
Okay.
My best advice is, well, if you got the money to, you can look past that north. That's horse country. That's where all the horses are and stuff like that.
Like Gainesville?
And, yeah. Basically
Sherman.
Between Oklahoma and North DFW is all horse country. It's where all the horse people live. But property's really expensive, or land is.
I mean, nothing's going to be as expensive as living out here. Yeah, like, just the money I would save to live out there would be able to pay the mortgage.
Yeah, you would save a lot more money going east and get a lot more land, a lot more bang for your buck. And you can build yourself a house or find a house that's already really nice. So that's just my 2 cents on it.
Yeah, I've nailed down a couple of cities here. I kind of like the way...
Nacogdoches is nice. It's all right. Small town. Lufkin is bigger, but it's country.
I like the cities that are close to the lakes. There's a lot of lakes out there, but I like that.
Yeah, it's cool. They got a really nice country bar in Nacogdoches. Yeah.
Nacogdoches. Yeah, no, this... beautiful. The key is just knowing people out there too. It'd be like starting from scratch.
Yeah.
That's why my wife's going nuts too. It's because she grew up out here, and so she's like, oh, we're leaving the family and blah blah blah. And I'm like, man, the money you save, you could fly out there once a week if you want. I don't care.
I told my girlfriend, like, hey, if you get married and get a place, like, I'm moving to East Texas. I'm getting land. And if you want to go out and have a night in town, if we're living in East Texas on like a ranch almost or like a farm, we'll have enough money to spend for a hotel and a weekend in Dallas or something.
Yeah. I'll build a bar here. Turn the garage into a bar and find a boat.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy. Oh, man. All right.
It's worth it. Yeah.
I gotta hop off this thing. They're asking me for all your notes and stuff, so I gotta submit your Google pin. Your Google pin, it's gonna take about 5 days to get. There's a 5-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. So don't mistake it for like junk mail. It says Google right on it.
Okay, tracking.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'll let you get back to your day. We're gonna circle back into here in just a little bit at 1 o'clock. Okay.
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate it. You have a good one.